Mark, think of Prime Minister's questions as a bus journey, a half-hour weekly service which only runs at certain times of the year, you know how it is, and yes, often with a lot of loud passengers on board. You often get off with a headache. Today's departure left early at 11:57, and the first stop, as you say, was the NHS. Here's the Prime Minister.
6 million more outpatient appointments, 2,500 more nurses, 8,000 more doctors, a record we can be proud of. Why? Because we invested in the NHS in England, they cut the NHS in Wales.
Labour are in government in Wales and run the NHS there, as David Cameron relishes pointing out. But if you give me Wales, I'll give you England, said Ed Miliband.
After nearly 5 years in office, he can't defend his record on the NHS in England. Every time he mentions Wales, we know he's running scared on the NHS in England.
And on this went for quite some time, with the Prime Minister returning repeatedly to this suggestion.
I want a comparison. So I will allow the OECD to come in and look at the English health service. Let me ask him again. Will he let it look at the failures in Wales?
The OECD is a bunch of number crunchers and big brain types for rich countries. Hang on, replied Ed Miliband.
He obviously doesn't realise he's supposed to answer the questions. I ask the questions of Prime Minister's questions.
Both men then accused each other of not answering each other's questions, and yes, they were both right. Afterwards, Labour claimed the block grant to Wales, that's the wedge of money sent from Westminster to Cardiff, had been cut by 10%, and that had consequences for the Welsh NHS. So, how's your bus journey feeling so far? Do you feel like we're making progress? Labour see the NHS as a crucial campaigning theme. The government, the Conservatives, think they have a strong hand to play on this as well. But the economy will arguably be the biggest battleground over the next 6 months. A theme Ed Miliband touched on in his final question to the Prime Minister, alongside his soundbites about the health service.
The deficit is going up by 10%. We have the worst cost of living crisis in a century. And he is in total denial on the National Health Service. The NHS is on the ballot paper in May because it is already at breaking point. And all he offers is 5 more years of crisis.
So the NHS will be on the ballot paper, said Mr Miliband, so there'll be more where that came from then, and more too from the Conservatives on their favourite attack lines that we heard again and again today, the economy and leadership, where they hope that they have the opposition well and truly beaten. So what followed once passengers Cameron and Miliband had stopped flicking rubber bands at each other on the top deck? Well, a scenic tour of marginal seats. I think we'll have more of these scenic tours to come. We took in Corby in Northamptonshire, Dartford in Kent, and a trip through Somerset as well today. Then there was a loud crack on the window. That's the screen installed in front of the public gallery to stop those watching lobbing anything at MPs below. A man was led away. Officials spent a few minutes picking up small items from the floor of the gallery. The questioning continued uninterrupted. And then, at 12:34, our bus journey concluded. Time to look out of that possibly slightly dinted window and admire the view of our destination. The thing is, Mark, I'm afraid this week really was one of those where you felt that you're on one of those suburban circulars and you ended up back where you started.
Absolutely. Thanks very much. Well,